Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Happy Thanksgiving tomorrow from our office to your family, and hopefully you have a safe and enjoyable holiday season as we head into this very busy time of year. I want to remind folks that there are a variety of resources from Extension available to help with your holiday planning, budget management, recipe finding, and more. One of those favorite and time-tested resources is the ISU Answer Line. ISU Answer Line has been in business for the last 40 years. The hotline has provided information and resources on home and family questions regarding everything from child development, cleaning, to food safety, nutrition, laundry, and more. It's grown from a pilot in 1975 to reaching over 20,000 clients in a three-state area by email or phone every single year. Answer Line can be your go-to for a variety of questions. They have a social media presence on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, a twice-weekly blog, as well as a frequently asked questions website. Of course, if you'd prefer to call their hotline, you can call them from 9 to noon or 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, 1-800-262-3804. There is also a link to the Answer Line homepage on the top of the Cass County Extension website if you need that number again. One of the challenges Answer Lines has faced over the years as the internet becomes more common, people asking them whether or not their information and their relevance is still important. Of course, many folks know how to look up information on the internet, but looking up information safely and making sure it's reliable is always the challenge. Folks do need research-based information, and often when they call or email Answer Line, they're calling for a reason. They found information, they may have a question in their head, and they know something is not quite right. If that's you, Answer Line welcomes the phone call, and they would be happy to find research-based information for you. Over 67% of their calls deal with food, food safety, or food preservation, and of course, when it comes to being safe with handling food, cooking food, or home preservation, guesswork is not the way you want to handle those things. A lot of people cook or can the way they remember grandma doing it, and in some cases, that's not safe anymore. Lots of things have changed. Things were different back in the day when grandma was cooking. And oftentimes, Answer Line can help explain the hazard, explain the proper method of doing things, and the reason behind it. So if you ever have questions about whether a food preparation method is safe, or whether a cleaning solution you've heard of will actually clean an item or leave a permanent stain on your favorite couch, Answer Line is only a phone call or an email away and always happiest to help. Their overall busiest period of the year is the 3 days before Thanksgiving, when all of those food and deep cleaning questions come in, but they welcome the calls anytime, and they do usually have extra staff on hand around Thanksgiving time, just in case. Again, if you want to call the ISU Answer Line, a trusted resource on home and family questions, you can give them a call, 1-800-262-3804, 9 to noon or 1 to 4. They are closed tomorrow for Thanksgiving, but they should be there all day today to chat with you. Of course, as I mentioned, they are also on social media, on the blog, and have frequently asked questions on their website, which can be found by visiting the Cass County Extension homepage. Another family tradition this time of year, once the turkey is carved and the pie is digested, many folks go out and purchase a Christmas tree. If you are planning to have a fresh cut Christmas tree in your home this year, we have some tips for caring for that tree for you from our ISU garden specialist. First of all, before you go out to purchase a Christmas tree, make a few decisions, such as where you're going to place the tree and how big you need it to be. Choose a location away from heat sources, such as a fireplace or radiator. You also want to decide on the size of the tree, both height and width. There are a variety of locations to purchase tree from, whether they are tree lots or cut your own tree farms. You can check a list at the Iowa Christmas Tree Growers Association website to find a local cut your own tree farm near you, or visit a local tree lot if you prefer. If you're looking to determine the freshness of a tree that is already cut, you can do a few simple tests. First, just run your hands over a branch. If the tree is fresh, the needles will still be fairly pliable. If they are brittle, the tree is not that fresh. You can also lightly lift the tree by the trunk and bounce it on the ground. If quite a few needles drop off, the tree is not as fresh as if only a few needles drop off. If you are planning on setting your Christmas tree up on a day different than the day you purchase it, place it in a cool, sheltered location. An unheated garage or shed is a good storage site. If you keep it outdoors until you bring it inside, the sun and the wind will dry out trees stored outdoors. Put the butt of the tree in a bucket of water. Remove an inch or more from the bottom of the trunk before bringing the tree in the house, as this fresh cut will help with water uptake. You do not need to add anything, such as molasses, sugar, soft drinks, etc., to the water. These provide no real benefit. The key to keeping a Christmas tree fresh is to place it away from those heat sources and keep it full of water in the bucket. Check the tree water reservoir at least once or twice a day, as fresh trees should absorb large quantities of water, especially in the first few days. If the water level drops below the bottom of the trunk for too long, water uptake will be drastically reduced once you refill the reservoir, so make sure that you are continually keeping water on that tree. If a freshly cut tree is properly taken care of, it should be able to remain in the home for 3 to 4 weeks before drying out too much. However, if your tree is not that fresh or you don't keep it regularly watered, it could last for a little shorter amount of time. Remove the tree from the house when the needles become dry and brittle. For more information on extension resources, upcoming programs, and more, visit our office, 805 West 10th Street. Give us a call, 243-1132. And of course, you can find all of this information on our website or by following us on Facebook. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.